The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Children were brought to Jesus that he might lay his hands on them and pray. The disciples rebuked them, but Jesus said, "Let the children come to me, and do not prevent them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After he placed his hands on them, he went away. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Lord. So now, quickly this morning, to cover two little things. First of all, Maximilian Kolbe, you all know about him. He died in the concentration camp, Auschwitz. I don't know if any of you have been there, but have some people been there? Good, John. Well, once you've been there, you'll never forget it. It's really a frightening place even to this very, very day. I had the privilege of visiting the cell where Maximilian Kolbe was kept. And you know the story, a prisoner escaped and 10 men were picked out to be put to death in reprisal for the escape of the prisoner. One of them was a family man, had a number of children. So it fits in very well with the gospel this morning. And so Maximilian Kolbe offered to take his place. And on the day that Maximilian Kolbe was canonized, the man he saved was at his canonization. It's a beautiful story, really, how one person can achieve so much. And he did. Before he was imprisoned, he was a Franciscan, and he did a lot of traveling. He established a newspaper. He went to Japan, was doing, fitted in with the culture, learned the language, and brought many people to God. But unfortunately, because of bad health, he was called back to his order in Poland, and the house where he was became a refugee for Jews, and he was caught up in the persecution. If you have been coming to Mass during the week and listening to the Gospels, yesterday the Gospel was about marriage and divorce and separation. And this is the continuation of the Gospel yesterday. And so it's about children. And when parents are fighting or not getting on together, and when there's continual arguing and fighting in a house, it affects the children very, very much. And that happens so often today. And those children grow up very insecure. Probably their own marriages end in disaster. And that's why this gospel this morning, Jesus loved children. In other words, Jesus was a genuine pedophile, because that word comes from the Greek. Pedophile means you're a lover of children. Pedos, Greek word for children, and philia, the word for love. So he was a genuine pedophile. I happen to love children. I have a great regard for children. I met some beautiful children yesterday. I was doing a mass outdoors for a family, for a family celebration. And the children there were all around, and they wanted to come and talk to me. And children are so precious. They're our future. And we need to look after the children. So many children are suffering in the world today. And I'm very conscious of the pain that the abuse of children in the church caused. Till the day I die, I'll never get over that. It's affected all of us. It's affected very much all priests. I'm very conscious of that every day. So, you know, and still I love children in the true sense. They're very, very precious.